Los Angeles resident Gregory Hinton is a writer and a filmmaker. He's also the producer of Out West, an LGBT museum series that is expanding across the nation. Hinton started Out West after visiting the Autry National Center in Los Angeles and realizing the film Brokeback Mountain was not represented in the center's film archives. From there, Hinton went on to get a fellowship at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Cody, Wyoming, where Hinton lived during much of his childhood. One of the projects supported by Out West is the exhibition Photographs from the Gay Rodeo, taken by Los Angeles photographer and former bull rider Blake Little. Those photos are on display at Rapid City's Doll Art Center until November 25th. As part of the Doll's events surrounding the show, Gregory Hinton was in Rapid City last weekend to talk about Out West. He met with SDPB's Victoria Wicks at the gallery, where they walked around the room and had a conversation inspired by the black and white photography. They started talking in front of a group photo depicting 14 cowboys gathered around a wagon wheel.
What's meaningful about this photograph to me, and I wouldn't ask anybody else to say this, but when I looked at it, I just thought, this is so gay. And I loved it for that reason. And yes, they are all strong, hearty cowboys, but the attitude of it is just really, really terrific and affirming.
I believe you said at your talk last night that a lot of them are gone.
Yes, I understand that half of the gentlemen who sat for this photograph passed away from AIDS. And it's important to remember that when Blake was shooting these images, which was from 88 to 92, that was when it was truly our Holocaust. So many people were dying every day, your friends, your coworkers, your family members, and it was a time where you wanted to grab all of the life that you could, and I'm sure that that's why gay rodeo really flourished during those years.
It seems at that time, you know, during the 80s and early 90s, that it was such a death sentence to be diagnosed HIV.
We obviously had a tremendous reprieve, largely due to the activists in the HIV/AIDS movement in the early days who insisted on finding a way to save lives because so many people were dying so quickly. And so life really did change when the famous AIDS cocktail came out, the protease inhibitors, which I believe was around 1994. And suddenly we were all given a lease on life again. I was diagnosed with HIV in 1991, and I gave myself 5 years to live, truly. And that's, you know, as you would with any terminal illness, and made plans to live it the way I hoped I would live it. And here we are, you know, 27 years later, and I'm standing here in a, you know, in a museum in Rapid City talking to you about life, and it's pretty great.
What you're seeing here is a culture that we know here in South Dakota and you knew in Wyoming. What does that bring to you when you look at these pictures and their images that at least resemble things that you grew up with?
Well, it really fulfilled, I guess, a great need for me to feel like I was home again. Literally, our childhood was every weekend and every night we were taken by my dad, who was the editor of the Cody Enterprise, to Cody Night Rodeo because he was covering it. He was a photojournalist as well. So this was my childhood that I really, really recognized. And these images really just bring me back to that time. And that's a real happy neighborhood for me.
It's a tough, competitive sport. Does the involvement of gay men in rodeo help to back up that perception that they are less than manly?
I know that in the early days, gay rodeo came about because there were certain men from rural Western lifestyles who wanted to reverse stereotypes. And I've been thinking a lot about that word stereotype and what it means. So does that mean that if you're a gender fluid person and you're not 100% male, that then you're less than?
I think that when men in the military, people in the military, started coming forward and saying, you know, I'm gay, coming out in football and those places, maybe it broadened people's view. I guess maybe that's what I meant, was that the view was broadened by non-stereotypical pursuits.
Right, exactly. And I do think that visibility in rodeo and in the military and in the national parks. You know, there's a wonderful consortium of LGBT rangers that is very visible now. And Out West is about cowboy boots, combat boots, and hiking boots, wherever you want to go.
I know of some gay couples who live in very small communities, and they seem to be accepted into the community. Is there, I don't know, have you found that there's a protectiveness maybe in small places where they accept people who are different from them?
I absolutely believe that that's true. There was a cross-dressing professor in Wyoming who was often kind of derided for, he was married, he was straight, but he chose to cross-dress. And I discussed this with a friend who lives in Wyoming, and he said, well, sure, we've all known about him, but he's our cross-dresser. So, you know, what's the problem? It's live and let live here. So I absolutely do believe that a gay couple or two could, you know, settle nicely into an all-straight town and just not have any worries, because there are more people who will stand up for them than will oppose them. I mean, that's just simply the case. I hated that I loved Brokeback Mountain because I went to the film with a lot of biases. I'd seen straight Hollywood's depiction of gay love stories before, and we always kind of left wanting, meaning they didn't really kind of tell what I hoped that they would tell about my community. And because Brokeback Mountain was from Wyoming, and I'm from Wyoming, Brokeback, along with the murder of Matthew Shepard in Laramie in 1998, really caused a lot of people to be fearful of the rural western states, particularly Wyoming.
Do you think that the movie Brokeback Mountain helped to show that same-gender relationships exist in a place like Wyoming the same as they do in New York or California?
I do, and I think that that was the great value of the film, and I think it portrayed the complication of lives of gay men before they come out. It was very, very well done. It's not a slam dunk to decide that you're going to fully accept being gay. That's a long conversation with yourself. It's not immediate, although maybe now it would be, because it's more open and less strange. But the pain that was represented in the film is true. A fellow wrote that it was the story of our wounding being told, and that's why it was so cathartic. And I think the great gift of Brokeback Mountain is it not only broke hearts, but it broke hearts open. I know that these stories are important to tell, but I'm hoping that with Out West that we can tell more affirmative stories, and that we can meet happy, productive LGBT folks in all of these rural western states that we cover. Ours is a very joyful community, and more people, I hope, are understanding this as we progressed, you know, with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and same-sex marriage, marriage equality. You know, my parents fear that we would grow up lonely and without any support and in danger all the time really, really has changed. And I wish that they were alive to just kind of see so much thriving going on.